right, here we go. We are talking and welcoming to the microphone this morning, Ellie Mae. Ellie Mae is local, but she also has hit the national scene with national TV. And we want to first off welcoming you and remind people that if you want to reach out and say something to us here, you can do certainly that through Facebook. Lori Allen just said it's cold outside. All right. Yes, it is. Ellie, good to have you here this morning. And you know what? First off, let's talk about what happened here. What, about a year ago? You went and you became famous on TV.
Not famous.
No, you were awesome. I watched that and I went, oh, look at that. Ellie Mae has made it to national television. We're talking about The Voice. And tell us what all happened there.
Yeah, that was really crazy. So about a year ago, I was living in Iowa, and I got an email from a producer. I didn't audition. They actually reached out to me to come audition, and so I went to Denver and did like a private audition, and they're like, okay, we like you, and we'll fly you out for the blinds. And so a few months later, I flew out to LA for the blinds and lived there for about a month and made it onto Team Blake. So
now tell me, I got to ask this question. They kind of argue back and forth. I think it's just kind of for fun, though, right?
Yeah.
In reality, tell us a little bit about back behind the scenes. What's it like?
It's a lot different than what you would think, but it's cool. The coaches are just normal people. Blake's just a normal dude, and they're all super sweet. And, you know, it is TV, so they got to keep it entertaining.
Keep it entertaining. But in reality, of course, Blake and Gwen are now engaged.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's going to be a marriage. But Blake is so what's it like being on Team Blake?
It's cool. You know, Blake was the team that I wanted to be on, so when he turned his chair, I was like, oh my gosh, like, this is really happening. But yeah, it's cool. He's a cool guy. He knows a lot about music. He's been in the industry for years, so he had a lot of good advice for me, which has helped me improve.
So now, what would you tell people that want to try out for The Voice? What do you pick for music? I mean, did you sweat days and weeks and months trying to figure out what to do?
Yeah. So you definitely want to pick songs that define you as an artist, that represent you, but something that's not like overplayed, like overdone, like Taylor Swift or something, you know?
Right.
So you want to do something that'll stick out. And I mean, if you want to audition, I recommend it. It's a really cool opportunity
because they have regional things that go on, so you can just check out the internet. They've got it all on there. All right, so let's talk about your new latest greatest release. And you said Friday was when you released this song.
Yep, I just released it. It's called Hope You're Doing Well.
Okay, so how'd that come about?
I wrote this song a few years ago. It's actually one of the first songs that I've ever written. And I wrote it when I moved away to college. And you kind of lose contact with people. And I would always find myself texting these people, hey, hope you're doing well. How's your mom doing? How's your family doing? And I was thinking, I'm like, that'd be a good song title. So I wrote
that
song.
That's how it came about. Yeah. Okay, we're going to play that. And we're going to do that. And then you've got your guitar here. We're going to do another song after this. Or which way do you want to do? You want to do the guitar now and then?
Whatever you want.
Okay, well, let's do the guitar
then.
You're ready to go. So we'll do Hope You're Doing Well in just a minute. But then you've got a new one that you want to also talk about, which is this.
Since COVID hit, I haven't been able to play as much, so I've been trying to write and record, and I just wrote this song a few weeks ago, so it's brand new. If I mess up, bear with me. But this is called Ain't My Style.
All right, go ahead.
Pull that truck and drive, and baby, let's go. Worked a 9 to 5 and I'm ready to roll. Put the dogs in back and I'll grab the snacks. Chasing the feelings, we ain't looking back. And let's ditch this crazy little ghost town. And everybody's gonna notice when we ain't. But I need to get out of this place. Clear it all, no headspace. And baby, let's go, baby, let's ride. 8 seconds ain't enough for this ride. Let's buckle on down and wave this hand goodbye. And baby, let's go.
kids now. And I'm just wandering around. Everybody here just wants to settle down. So rev it up, baby, and make it loud.
Awesome. Awesome. We need an audience in here going, yay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I'm telling you, Ellie Mae. And of course, we're talking with Ellie Mae from the local area. And COVID kind of messed up your schedule, didn't it?
Yep. A little bit. Messed up everyone's, I think.
Yeah. You haven't been able to get out and about. You've been able to play some local things, though.
Yeah.
Here, right?
I've been getting to play a lot of local shows, which is fun. I get to see a lot of familiar faces.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. So she's, I think you were over, weren't you over in the Minnetkaja area here this weekend?
Yeah, last weekend I was at the Spud Cellar Lounge in Burley.
Burley, okay.
Yep, super
and
fun.
Some, that had to be fun. Well, we're seeing some people log in here. Hello, everybody. Kimberly says, excellent. Thank you so much. And Cricket and Ben says, wow, great talent. And Cricket says, good morning. So, and then Lori's still cold. So I just throw that out there.
Hey, guys.
All right. Well, let's do this. We're going to play this latest. You just released this song as of Friday. It's called Hope You're Doing Well. Mm-hmm. And she saw how I had it spelled on the computer, and I have to apologize. Ellie Mae is one word. So
it's okay.
So just in case, Ellie Mae, when you write out her name, make sure you spell it all one word. All right. So Hope You're Doing Well. This came about, you told us a little bit about this. Where did this came from? Your family and...
Yeah,
you just kind
just
of
wrote
down.
It about a few different people in my life that I lost contact with, but you still hope they're doing well and hope all is good with those people.
All right, well, let's take a listen to it. It's Ellie Mae right here. One word, Ellie Mae.
One
all right, 94.7 Buck FM.